All right, family, welcome back to our conversation. Simulcast broadcast being heard on 98.5 The Wire in Orlando, Florida, 103.7. The Beat in Muskegon, Michigan, 105.3 in Benton Harbor. Gentlemen, we got the one and only, bringing the one and only. I was looking for a Republican for the day, and we got one. They got a Republican.
We got Ray.
He was a Republican.
Come on, Ray. Come on, stir up some stuff.
Normally a Republican.
You may not be a Republican.
You done, Ray?
What's that?
Are you done? Are you still a Republican?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Ray, you eating good, man.
I'm eating good. All right.
I'm just looking at you, bro. I'm looking at that weight on you, man. Like you eating real good.
We'll keep it up here then. How about that?
No, you good.
So, like the rest of us. That's what I
right,
do.
Like the rest
right.
hey Ray, your thoughts from yesterday, man, as a Republican.
Well,
Come on, Ray. Come on, Ray. Come on, Ray.
Okay. All right.
You had a lot to say when Black Lives Matter. Come on, Ray.
Yeah. So anyway, it's funny. A little while ago, somebody showed me a picture of Washington, D.C. just from a few months ago. And when it was burning. And a lot of people didn't do a lot of complaining.
I think the question was, what did you think of yesterday?
Of course, no one set anything on fire, so that was great.
But they stole a lot of stuff.
Okay. yeah, I saw everybody running out with their TVs. Oh, no, that was Target. I'm sorry.
We saw a lot of mail being stolen. Yeah.
Laptops.
I'm definitely not a fan of the violence. I think that there are ways to express yourself without being violent. I think that there were definitely a lot of upset people gathered in Washington, D.C. who realized that we just went through the first stolen election in my lifetime as far as national elections go. So they're pretty upset. I think that definitely some people got out of hand and quite a number of people got into the Capitol, which I think was definitely the wrong thing to do. Was everyone there truly there backing Donald Trump? No, definitely not. But once that match is lit, it is hard to put it out when you get people that are there and they're upset and trying to figure out what to do next. And fortunately, things happen that shouldn't have happened.
So should these people be charged, Ray?
Will anybody be charged? I have no idea.
Should they?
I don't know. It depends on what they did, I guess, individually. Just like in a lot of cases around the country, recently in the last year, people got arrested for doing illegal things, and judges said, "Oh, we're not charging people. It's civil unrest." So we'll see how this goes. I don't know. We'll see.
Great, hey, Ray. You mentioned that the election had been stolen. How did that happen? How did that happen?
And such a facetious question. Of course, you know, you just don't believe the answer. But in multiple states and multiple cases, not only were improper votes counted, state laws were ignored, state election laws were circumvented without going through proper channels through their state legislatures. Those are just a couple different ways. There are things that are pretty obvious to me and to anybody else who chooses to pay attention. And one of the obvious things to me was in certain cities in very important states, somehow, inexplicably, Joe Biden did better with the urban community than Barack Obama, which is mind-blowing because he doesn't have the popularity in that same community that Barack Obama did. And a lot of votes showing up all at once, kind of similar numbers showing up in two different cities at about the same time in the morning. Multiple hundreds, at least hundreds of people willing to sign affidavits testifying to irregularities and illegal actions that happened while votes were being counted. So many different things that have never, to the best of my knowledge, all kind of happened at the same time in the same election as they did in this case. So there are so many things that needed to truly be looked into that people chose to ignore or got in front of the right judges so that they would send them away. That's unfortunate. And I definitely believe that this election was exactly that.
Ray, I think the Attorney General stated that there was no smoking gun there. I think the different Secretary of State's Attorney General from different states says there was no evidence. There's a lot of speculation, but there's no concrete evidence.
Yeah. When people in one state, I believe it was Pennsylvania, are counting votes and they say we're done for the day and all the poll watchers leave. And then as soon as they're gone, they pull some boxes out from underneath the desk and start counting votes again. That at the very least is something that we looked into, and that particular never was. There are things that were done. There are things that happened, irregularities.
Hold on, Ray. What state did that happen in?
That I believe was Pennsylvania. But I do get these different states a little confused as to so many different things happened between Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, Arizona. It's hard to know which state.
So only the states that Trump lost was the ones that cheated. I want to get this right. Only the ones that he lost.
Well, Paul, you see, the people cheating wanted him to lose. So yeah, that's how it went. That's correct.
So Republicans don't cheat, or were these Republicans cheating? Because they voted for all the other Republicans on the ticket.
Right. So I don't believe that the entire ticket has to be screwed up. I think that people did things deliberately, specifically with the presidency. And that's a part of the reason why it's another good indicator as to where things went, because nationwide, for instance, Democrats lost seats in the House. And yet somehow Donald Trump, loses the presidency to a pretty unpopular Democratic nominee. There's a lot of inexplicable things that happened in this election.
No, what hey, Ray, I think happened hey, Ray, in this
election, let me say something. Ray, let me say something. John.
Okay, then come back to me.
Yes, sir.
Ray, sure. So much of what you said is downright shameful. I'm embarrassed. Let me finish. I'm embarrassed for you. And a lot of what you said has just not been proven to be true. A lot of what you said have been proven to be lies. And on top of that, for you to say, how does Biden get more vote than Barack Obama, who was more popular? That is your opinion. Let me finish. That means absolutely nothing. So for an articulate man to sit on here and outright lie with no facts, a bunch of speculation, Ray, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. I've never been so embarrassed to share a platform with you than I am in this moment. There's been no proof of anything. Let me finish. There's been no proof of any of that. And unfortunately, there are people listening to you who believe that crap. That's why we saw part of what we saw yesterday. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Everything you just said is so incredibly in line with the leftist media that's been lying to us the entire time. You could be sitting on CNN right now and they would shake your hand. Congratulations.
I go with Ray, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I have integrity and I only go with the facts. Wherever they fall, that's what I go with. You are lying right now. You're lying, brother.
I certainly am not. And you know what?
It's shameful, Ray.
The problem here is that you believe the people that you believe, and therefore you believe their facts. You believe that this person said it, so therefore it's a done deal. And we should just throw a blind eye and, hey, CNN, MSNBC, they say this is all nonsense, then darn it, it must be. And so I'm embarrassed for you to believe that, but that wouldn't be my first time.
So, hey, Ray, I'm sorry. Hold on, Paul. Hey, Ray, when you make an allegation is different than evidence. Anybody can say anything as it relates to an allegation. I could say the guy who I just saw shot at me in his car. If I have no evidence of that, it's an allegation. I believe when you show up with no evidence of the things that you say happen, other than conspiracies, you just mentioned several conspiracies. You have no proof. If I asked you to show me where the proof is, you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're right. And people who sign affidavits and put themselves on the line in the public eye with their jobs and everything else, and they come forward and they say, I was there. I'm an eyewitness. I saw this happen. And they're one of hundreds of people who are willing to sign an affidavit, which is perjury if they're lying. They're willing to do that, put themselves and their jobs on the line to tell the truth. And we tell them, well, you don't have video evidence of it happening. It must not have happened. I'm sorry. I believe them. I believe hundreds of people who have come forward to state these things. And I don't believe they're lying. You can call them liars if you wish. I don't believe that they're lying.
You know what, Ray? Hey, let me tell you something. People perjure themselves every day. Do you know anything about law? Do you know anything about criminal cases? People perjure themselves all the time. There's a law against perjuring yourself because people have done it. That's why it exists. That's why you got crimes right there in Muskegon County where people have gone to prison for perjury. For some people are kooks. Some people have a problem lying and signing an affidavit. You can sign an affidavit for anything. That does not mean that it is true. Where are the facts? Where is the proof? People could sign an affidavit and say anything. To say that you believe people, you don't know them. You don't know anything about their character. You know nothing of them, but yet you believe them. That sounds foolish. That sounds like a man who wants to believe.
You know what? I believe
stuff
them more than I believe
know to be true.
And I believe the people that are trained to lie to us, that make a habit of it every day on our television screens and behind podiums. They're trained for it. They know how to do it right. I believe these people way more than those people, for sure.
Hey John, we got to go to Big Rob. Big Rob, go ahead. Big Rob. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, Ray, I want you to know I ain't got no integrity. That's for John and PA. They can have all the integrity they want. I'm going to say what I want to say or say what I got to say as a man with no integrity, okay? First of all, Ray, I love you to death, man. You my brother to the end. Okay.
I love him too.
I don't always agree with you. You know, we don't agree on things a whole lot, you know. But you cannot be sitting there telling this man to not believe the news people that he believes, and you believe the news people that you believe.
I'm not based on
Trump
news people.
Okay, Trump.
Assuming that I am.
Trump is an idiot. Okay, he was an idiot on his show. He's an idiot as president of the United States. Okay,
Don't you agree? Do you agree, Ray?
No, we don't agree because he's a Republican. Now,
that's why.
The thing that you did, Ray, and you got to remember, I've known you for years. You pointed out every little thing that Barack Obama did, but you cannot point out anything really that Donald Trump has done. He has incited riots. Obama didn't do that.
Oh,
and furthermore, the urban community voting. Let me tell you why that really happened. We were tired of Donald Trump's mess. I can't say what I want to say, and you know me, Ray, so you fill in the blanks. Okay. But we were tired of his mess. We had to choose between the two lesser evils. Both of them, I don't like neither one of them. But I chose the two of lesser evils, if that makes sense to you, Ray. Now,
I understand your words, sure.
And, when he turned around and he allowed this to happen at the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., without he could have called the National Guard in like he did, or the Army. He didn't have to call the National Guard. He could have called the Army in just like he did when he went for his photo op with the Bible in front of the church and could have cleared out all that mess, but he didn't. Now, you look at the Capitol building, PA, if you can, while I'm talking, pull up the Capitol steps when Black Lives Matter, before they even got the marching good. Look at what Black Lives Matter had to contend with versus the Capitol building when those idiots, those mobsters, those rioters, those insurrectionists, all them bad words that I can say legally on the FCC licensed station. Because I want to say some more, but I can't. How they helped old ladies down the steps, or not even old ladies, younger ladies down the steps, and how they was kicking in the backs of Black old ladies and stomping them in their head. Not just old Black ladies, but old white men too, who was against what they were saying. And you going to sit up here, Ray, and you really going to say that idiot didn't do something wrong? He did wrong 4 years, Ray. I don't agree with you, Ray, but I still love you. You still my brother, for real. You know,
Rob, just let Ray respond.
Well, and I apologize. I know you can hear me, but an alert came on my phone, and now I barely can hear you. I can hear you, but it's really hard now. I actually, over the last 4 years, I could go through and pick apart and tell you the things here and there that I disagree with in terms of Donald Trump's presidency. I've always maintained that Donald Trump's biggest issue is that he has no filter. So then he just speaks and tweets and just runs off at the mouth, which never serves, well, I don't say never, but it rarely actually serves him well. He's definitely one of those. He's a counterpuncher. He likes to respond all the time. That's one of his issues, is that he's easily baited into a whatever nonsensical fight or argument or comment. And so that's always been an issue. In terms of him as president, he's been outstanding for this country in terms of economically and America first, which every country should be. Think of them as their own country first before every other country. So I've been incredibly happy with that. Incredibly happy with the economics, incredibly happy with how he's rebuilt our military after the previous president decimated it. It's been, you know, in the economy, man, before what we've been going through now, this overreaction to the current COVID virus, we had one of the strongest economies in our history. Another thing that Donald Trump likes to do is say that it was the strongest, because he likes to continuously overemphasize what he's saying. Clearly, we could figure out why it's not exactly the strongest, but it's definitely one of the strongest times economically in our history. He brought us there, and he certainly could turn around and do it again after what the reaction to COVID has done to our economy all over this country. He could bring us back again. I could pick apart and find things here and there that I disagreed with, things that he said or didn't say the way I would say it, or said it too quick or whatever. But as president overall, he's definitely done a great job for the United States, for all Americans. And I've enjoyed that.
Hey, Ray, were you embarrassed yesterday, what you saw? Were you embarrassed?
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Were you embarrassed?
Was I embarrassed yesterday?
Yeah,
I definitely felt like the things that happened yesterday. I wasn't happy with everything that happened yesterday. I don't think storming the Capitol was the way to go. Incredibly, incredibly unfortunate that there was a death during that. So unfortunate, so sad for the family and friends of the young woman who died. It was definitely embarrassing for individuals who chose to do things. Sit at Nancy Pelosi's desk, even though. It seems like a great photo op. The truth is, it was in someone else's office. That person didn't belong there. Down on the Senate floor, these people didn't belong there. It was It was sad. I felt, of course, it was unfortunate that the police allowed them to go in because they did let them go by and put the handful of police that were inside the building in a horrible position. I wasn't personally embarrassed. I didn't do anything, but I think there are individuals who should be embarrassed over what they did.
Wow. And on a scale of 1 to 10, as an outgoing president, what would you give Donald Trump? Donald Trump, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give him?
Presidency? I'd easily give him a 9. Yeah, definitely. I mean, 10 would be hard to for anybody, I guess, but 9.
What would you give Barack Obama?
I guess overall,
yeah,
5, 6, something like that.
Okay. Oh no, John, I know we spent time. We lose you, Ray. We lose your connection.
It's been so nice having them around. So thank you. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man. I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for being a part of the conversation. Take care.
Sure.
See you later, Ray.
Good. Wow.